100.7 The Wolf. Because we all want to know what everyone makes for a living, but it's never been okay to ask. Until now, this is Share Your Salary.
And on the phone with us today is Ashley. She lives in Puyallup. Ashley, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks so much for calling in for Share Your Salary. What a compliment to Old Music Monday. Really, just right there. But thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
All right. And if Ashley seems a little reserved, that's because she's an elementary school teacher, and she's not going to put up with any nonsense or shenanigans from you, class clown, Captain Ron.
Okay.
Yeah, Ron.
Ronnie, you just sit, you crisscross applesauce, Ron.
All right. Okay. I will, Ashley.
Ashley, are you okay?
Yeah.
I think we're okay. Overwhelming her.
Yeah, a little bit. Let's simmer down. All right, Ashley, thanks for calling in for Share Your Salary. We're going to put a minute on the clock right now so we can ask you as many questions as we can about what you do every day, which we know, but we want to get details. When we're done, we'll play a song while we think everything over. We'll come back. Everybody's going to guess what we think you make, and then you will share your salary. Does that sound good?
Yep, sounds good.
Okay. All right, Ashley. Can't thank you enough for checking in here. All right, Gabe, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's climb this tower. On your mark, get set, and go.
Ashley, what specifically inspired you to call in this morning?
I've been wanting to do it a while, but I just didn't know the exact number until this morning.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, what grade are you teaching?
Sixth grade.
Do you own a home?
No.
What kind of shoes are you wearing right now?
Crocs.
Are you married?
I'm engaged.
Are you going to school wearing Crocs?
Yes.
Does he live with you?
Yes.
Okay, are you the breadwinner in this relationship?
Yes.
What does he do for work?
He is a server at a chain restaurant.
Are you including your summer salary in this, or is this just your salary for being a teacher?
Just for being a teacher.
Do you think we would be impressed by your salary?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Do you have any side hustles?
No, not really.
All right, that says a lot. If you don't need to be hustling sideways these days, you're doing okay. That's what I'm talking about.
In the Crocs.
There were some in your Crocs. That's more of a shimmy. Okay. If you're listening and you think you got an idea what Ashley is making as an elementary school teacher, we'd love to hear from you. Just shoot us a text, 253-642-WOLF. Hey, make sure you put your name and where you live on that text. And if you can hang out for like 3 minutes, this is going to be fun. Ashley's going to share her salary right after this song.
100.7 The Wolf. Because we all want to know what everyone makes for a living, but it's never been okay to ask. Until now, this is Share Your Salary.
And on the phone with us today is Ashley. She lives in Puyallup. She's an elementary school teacher. Gabe, what else did we just learn about Ashley?
She woke up this morning. She looked at her W-2, whatever it is.
Yep.
She said, wow, I made X amount in 2024. I'm going to call the Morning Wolf Pack.
Woo,
so
woo.
She did, okay? After yes. She gets home from a long day of teaching sixth grade, she takes her Crocs off. She walks into her rented home or apartment with her fiancé. They do live together. He is a server, so sometimes at night he brings home like Applebee's or Red Robin from his work, you know?
Okay,
and then maybe after she tells us, we might be impressed with her salary.
You paint a good picture. I appreciate that. Captain Ron, you are first. What do you think?
Okay, I hung on to the Crocs, okay? I know those charms. I don't remember what they're called.
Giblets.
Yeah, giblets. They are expensive. And I bet she has them because she has to impress the sixth graders. So Sarah in Graham is saying 95, and that's what I'm going to go with.
Okay, 95. Gabe, what do you think?
I'm a sucker for being called out by name. McGee said, let's go, Gabe. We got this. So I'm going to go with 81.
Okay. Guys, I think you're a little bit on the high side here, but then again, I don't really know. There's not too much to this text. It's just from Gemma J in Buckley, and she's saying 65, which I think is a really good salary, you know, for whatever you're doing there. But 65, so I'm there. Gabe is in 81, and Captain Ron is at 95. But none of those guesses really matter. We all want to know, Ashley, how much you're actually making as an elementary school teacher. It is time to share your salary.
What is the number?
It's 65.
Wow!
Gemma J coming through with the goods.
Wow.
That's impressive. And again,
me,
I don't
know.
That's
pretty good because this is actually my first year teaching.
Oh.
Oh, good. So how old are you? Do you mind if we ask?
I'm 22.
Yeah, you're a youngin' coming out. coming out swinging. So you didn't go, did you go to like get your bachelor degree and that was good enough?
I think it just cut out there. Sorry.
Okay. Did you get your bachelor degree somewhere?
Yes.
Okay.
WSU?
Right. No.
Oh. I've heard they had a good education program. I don't know.
I thought it was a fair question.
Just pulled that out.
Do you have giblets in your Crocs?
I do, yes.
I knew it.
Can you say what restaurant your fiance works for?
I don't know if he'd want me to share that, so I'm not going to.
That's respectful. That's good. That's gonna bode well in your marriage. Someone says, hey, guys, don't be making fun of Crocs. I'm also a teacher. I teach fifth grade. I wear Crocs every day.
I don't recall making fun of Crocs.
Ron did.
I have a pair of Crocs.
I am practical for the job.
Yeah. No, I think they're good. I mean, if they're formal enough. And how are you enjoying your sixth graders? Are they sassy or are they nice kids?
It depends on the day.
Okay.
Do you ever worry about one of them like dropping a pen and it just pokes through the hole in your Crocs? Gets ink all over your sock?
No.
No.
Somebody's saying, how is sixth elementary? That makes sense to me. Elementary went up to sixth grade and then seventh grade started middle school. That's the way my schools work. Oh. And then seventh and eighth and ninth.
Not in Wenatchee.
It's because y'all school district does sixth grade with elementary.
Wow.
There you go. There it is. Well, listen, we appreciate you, Ashley. Thank you for calling in and sharing your salary. And for 22 years old, you're doing really, really good.
Thank you.
I hope he works at Red Robin.
Gabe, stop prying. She already told you she wasn't interested in sharing that information. Ashley, we love you, and your privacy is fine with us.
Have a good day.
Love you.
You
bye.
Too. I wonder if she enjoyed Old Music Monday.
I don't think she liked that.
22. Chevy van?
Yeah, what? Whoa.
All right. Coming up next, guys, it's that time of year where the Girl Scouts are out schlepping their cookies, and we got to find our dealer. Or are we looking for the supplier?
Infiltrate
or we looking for the
dealers,
dealer,
find the supplier.
We're looking for our Girl Scout connection, our cookie hookup, coming up next.